I was actually surprised when I looked at the past programs of the RSO, and Beethoven was programmed a lot, but it's been a long time since the Fifth Symphony of Beethoven, the most iconic work in classical music, probably.
Definitely.
And to me, what defines this piece more than anything else is the message of hope, of resilience. It starts so dramatic in C minor with the famous pom 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 that everybody knows. Wagner, what he called it, fate knocking on the door. And the symphony ends in the most triumphant way that's ever possible for a symphony, going from that tragic C minor to the most hopeful C major. And this is really the message of this concert. In the first half, we have two works that never been played here before, and actually haven't been played much anywhere. One is a piece by Anthony DiLorenzo, a composer who is based in Seattle. It's a piece he wrote during the pandemic. Title is Anthem of Hope, which you can imagine what brought him to write this piece. There's a very special musical language that Tony has that is extremely accessible, almost American Copland-ish kind of language that just go straight to your heart. And again, it starts so calm and solemn, but it goes to such an amazing, inspiring climax. Beautiful, beautiful work. Following that, we have one of my favorite 21st century concerti. This is by Fazil Say, who is a Turkish pianist, one of the most amazing pianists living today, but also a wonderful composer. And he wrote this cello concerto called Never Give Up. So it really connects to our theme of hope. And this concerto was written as a response to a series of terror attacks that happened
Wow.
in Turkey. And I mean, there are moments in that concerto where it's in the second movement where he actually takes you to the moment of those terror attacks, and the sound effects that he makes. I remember even when I conducted it for the first time, I still jumped on the podium from being scared because it hits you in the face. It's not pretty, but
It's powerful.
art doesn't mean it's not meant to be pretty all the time. But through this, the third movement is it's called a Song of Hope, and he goes into this wild Turkish dance that brings you to this again to the most hopeful moments that we have as human. That's how we, get over these kind of things. Throughout the third movement, for example, you have violins and viola making sounds of waves, like sea waves, or sounds of birds.
Oh, wow.
It's very effective. I've done it only once, and the audience went wild. So I'm so excited to share this concerto with the audience here in Rockford. They're gonna love it.
That's amazing. I also, just hearing you talk, thinking about, as humans, you have the most hope in the darkest times. And
Right.
so to really experience the power of hope, you have to go through kind of those lows to get to the high.
Right.
And so the idea that this concert will kind of take us on that whole journey and then end with Beethoven. And so something for everyone. I love that.
This is one of the concerts that I'm most excited in the season, I have to say.